Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. It's a pleasure to be here as always. Can't wait for tonight. Fired up to see a lot of people. I've had people email me who used to come to the McLean dinners for the Charles Davis Foundation. We did those 13 years in a row with Jeff Fisher and many other guests. I had Dave McGinnis for 8 years, Bud Adams twice, Steve McNair, Eddie George. Only current player I ever had was Vince Young, just because I knew his agent. And it was so much fun to do that, and I can't show enough gratitude to former players like Eddie George and Keith Bullock, Kevin Dyson, Joey Kent, Blaine Bishop. Of course, they told Blaine, show up or you're fired, something like that. So Blaine has to be here, even though he has to get up real early in the morning. David Quisenberry, and I'm going to tell this story when I introduce him, is a Titans guard who I saw him collapse on a practice field in June of 14 during minicamp, and turned out he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I watched him fight a four-year battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And David is in his second year with the Titans, and he and Megan just got married Friday night, and then he had to be back for the start of the off-season program Monday. He'll be here tonight. And David Quisenberry is an example of why we're doing this, to raise money for leukemia and lymphoma so people can have a better chance to fight and beat cancer like David Quisenberry did after 4 years.
John, you have so many people in Nashville, and they like your reporting and love hearing you on the midday, but I think one of the reasons you resonate so much with the people of Nashville is anytime somebody calls and they need help with something, you step up and you help. That means a lot to people here.
Well, tell you what, Mickey, it's because there might be some cities I wouldn't be so such a rush to go to if they call. I won't say what they are, but because Nashville's my home away from home, every time I come up, and I usually come two or three times a year, I do another one to Shin Muscular Dystrophy that I'll be back in July with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. I've done that now like 8 years in a row. And I just, in Houston, I'm involved with Special Olympics of Texas, a thing called Star of Hope, and the Pelchin Children's Center for, obviously, children. And as much as I can devote my time, I can. Anybody, I just put out a call here. Anybody's got a charity wants me to come up, let me know, because my wife is happy to get rid of me, especially when the season's not going.
Yeah.
And I don't have a leave town every other week.
You can get John on Twitter at McLean_on_NFL. What do you think tonight's discussion will be like with Amy Adams Strunk? Just, well, you and her on a stage.
Yeah, Amy and I talked about this when Jonathan first approached me. He said, I'd like to reprise the McLean dinners, and I thought he meant he was going to do it, and he was going to ask me for advice. And he said, I'd like for you to do it. I said, I'm in. I said, who's going to come? He said, well, I'm hoping you can get Amy. I said, Amy who? Amy Adams Strunk. I said, oh.
Hey, swing for the fence.
Amy's,
right?
Amy's on a first name. Everybody here, you just say Amy.
Right.
And so when I contacted her, she didn't hesitate. Mm. I was giving her all these reasons I thought she should do it. And she said, it's for a great cause. Let's raise some money. So we've talked quite a bit since then about the format, because, you know, owners don't do this. Her daddy did it with me 2 years. I don't know of another owner who would sit still for an hour answering questions from a person in the media about their team, their lives, themselves. And there's a lot of things that people here don't know about Amy. And there's a lot of things I don't know. So I'm fired up about interviewing her. And it's a good time, of course, with the draft here. And everybody's so fired up. Titans coming off another 9-7 season and hoping to return to the playoffs. So she and her husband are coming, Bill. He's a great guy. She's excited about it. And we're going to start off, I'll just tell you, I want to ask her about the draft, how fired up she is. You know, she bought at least one, maybe two places up here. So she spends a lot of time here and also lives outside Houston. So, and she told me originally, you think people would come to hear me? I said, I believe they would. She's so humble.
Yeah.
And that's one reason I like her. When I saw Amy become the controlling owner, I saw her at an NFL owners meeting, and I was congratulating her, and I told her, let your personality come out. You are a Nashville kind of girl. You know, let them know how much you love horses, how much you love the outdoors, how much you love music. And once they get to know you, they're going to like you. And I think people here like her. And she's very popular in Houston, too, because of having that Oilers reunion last year, having a big bash for Robert Brazil when he went into the Hall of Fame. And I can't say enough good things about Amy Adams Strunk and Kenneth Stanley Adams III. He'll be here as well. We got a lot of people from the Titans, president Steve Underwood, Stuart Sabears, Robbie Boren, Jim White's coming. And as I told Paul this morning, you know, I never invited anybody from the media except from the station on the McLean dinners, because I tell the people who do it, like Dave McGinnis used to, and it's amazing some of the things Dave used to say.
Yeah.
Didn't get out.
Yeah, we
know
about
that. It's amazing now the things he said.
And now we got social media, and Jonathan's going to ask people, you know, don't tweet, no pictures, no Instagram, no nothing. You're just here to learn about Amy and the Titans and what she thinks and what she expects. And we're going to tell some stories, too, about her dad, Bud Adams, who I believe with his 100-year anniversary celebration of the NFL has a chance to get in the Hall of Fame. And I'm going to tell people why I believe this is true, because Bud co-founded the AFL with Lamar Hunt. Lamar gets all the credit. Bud was the first owner he got. Lamar came to Houston to recruit him in 59, and they announced the AFL in Bud's office. And then Bud gave the New York Titans, who were about to be the Jets, the rights to Joe Namath, which basically saved the AFL and helped them win Super Bowl III. And then when Al Davis came up with the idea of signing NFL players whose contracts expired, Bud joined him, and right away that brought the NFL to their knees and precipitated the merger. So Bud had a lot to do. And we always say on the Pro Football Hall of Fame Selection Committee, I've been on it 28 years, can you write the history of the NFL without, you know, Mickey Ryan in it? And the answer with Bud Adams is absolutely not. You cannot write the history of the NFL without Bud.
John McClain with us as we broadcast live from the Bell Tower in advance of Jonathan Hutton's event tonight. John McClain, nice enough to fly in and host this event with Amy Adams Strunk. And I saw the staging area. There's a big, white, comfortable-looking chair facing a big, white, comfortable-looking chair. It's going to be a good setting for a really good discussion.
I asked them when we did the walkthrough this morning if they could move the stage back as far as they could and then move the chairs back as far as they could, because there were tables on the side and it was hard to turn to see them, because I like when I talk to look at everybody if I can, you know, going around the room.
Yeah.
So there won't be a bad seat in the house. And then in the upstairs, you're looking right down on everybody, and I am very, very pumped about it. And I've told this story before, and I can't tell you, I'm excited for a lot of reasons. You know, I've been doing this with this franchise since 1977. And at my age, and as long as I've been in the league, not a lot of things get me excited. This does, because I've never interviewed Amy. But also, this was the power of 104.5. I meant to do this a while, because I love to read books about protagonists saving the U.S. from terrorists, Russian gangsters, and people all over the world. And my favorite protagonist is a guy named Scott Harvath, who kills people in the name of America all over the world. And my favorite author who invented him is Brad Thor. And I saw when I was reading about Brad that he lived in Nashville. He's lived in Greece. In fact, he lived across from Notre Dame, the cathedral.
Oh, man.
He tweeted a picture this week of a young Brad Thor sitting on a balcony writing into a notebook with Notre Dame in the background. And so I, on the station, I thought of this one. It was on a Friday. I said, guys, can you give me a minute? And I said, sure. And I said, my favorite author, Brad Thor, lives in Nashville. I would like for somebody listening has got to know Brad Thor. Can you please reach out to him and see if, find a way that I can meet him? I would appreciate it. I said, you can email me. My email's on the bottom of all my stories. They're on our website. And 2 minutes later, a guy called. I think it's Steve. Brad's listening. Brad's now following you on Twitter. And I'm like, whoa, who else do I want to meet in Nashville? So Brad and I have been communicating, and he's got a new book coming out. He's about to start a book tour all over the country, including here in Nashville and Houston. And so I invited him. He's coming, and I can't tell you how excited I am to see him. I've got him at Amy's table, and some of my other friends are coming, like Jim Caton and his wife, Bond. They'll be here. I mentioned Quisenberry, all the former players, and it's just I'm pumped. I don't walk around with my feet barely touching the ground very much, but that's the way I've been today.
Amy Adams Strunk, something else, well documented, the trip to Kansas City in the playoffs the year before last, and we helped organize this massive tailgate thing in Kansas City's parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium. It was awesome. So I look over, and guess who I see? Amy Adams Strunk. She comes to the tailgate to visit with the Titans fans that were all partying before the
thing. Isn't that great?
She stayed an hour, talked to everybody.
And, John, it was about 7 degrees that day. So, I mean,
I remember the weather. I remember that. Well, that's kind of woman that Amy is, and she thinks it's important to reach out to the fans because she knows they pay the freight. I think that is a tremendous story.
How do you think the AFC South is going to do? We were looking at point spreads, which mean nothing, but I think it was interesting to look at the Week 1 schedule. All four AFC South teams are underdogs in Week 1. Kansas City favored over Jacksonville, Chargers over Indy, New Orleans over Houston, Cleveland over Tennessee. How do you think the AFC South does en masse this year?
I think it's going to be the best it's ever been. It's going to be the most competitive. With Nick Foles being added to Jacksonville, I'm not saying it's going to make the Jaguars good. You know, they got a lot of issues that extend beyond the field. But I watched Foles last year over, let's see, the second half of the season. The only game the AFC South lost outside the division was the Texans in Philadelphia losing on a Foles engineered drive and a winning field goal with no time left. That is the only game the division lost outside the division. And I think this division is going to be great. It won't surprise me if you're talking top to bottom, if it's not the best in the NFL. Texans have third toughest schedule. They play first place schedule, playing AFC West and the NFC South. And I did a schedule analysis yesterday and predicted each game. And I had them finishing 9-7. And I ended it with the last game against the Titans. We'll determine the last wild card spot, because the Colts already clinched the division, and it's going to be really tough because of the schedule.
Do you like, you look at that, the in part of the Titans schedule, and it's basically New Orleans sandwiched in between two Texans. I mean, to play that kind of close together at the end of the season.
No, I think it's preposterous, and it's not like they are on a baseball field having to worry about another stadium being used. You know, they control their venues, and I think it's ridiculous. Every year it seems like the Texans come here in December, and I love December here because it so celebrates Christmas so much, and I love to see the decorations and go to the Opryland and walk around. But I liked it last year when it came up here in September, although I didn't like not being able to come again. I wish they played two games up here. But I don't like that at all. I don't know anybody that will. But I got a strange feeling that that stretch, the Texans have the Bucs in Tampa in between, that little last stretch is going to have playoff ramifications for both organizations.
John, before we let you go, there's something disturbing that's been happening in Texas. There's a burger war going on down there, and I don't like somebody Mickey's encroaching upset on the mothership down there. You know how I feel about Whataburger.
In-N-Out Burger has come to Texas, and it's gone to a couple of college campuses, and they're putting one in Houston in a suburb right next to Whataburger. And those are fighting words.
Yes,
now,
they are.
I think what will happen, both of them will do great. You know, we have that with some Mexican restaurants that are in wars against each other.
Yeah.
They open next to each other. So you have, instead of 500 people trying to eat at one, you have 1,000 eating at two. But, yeah, I'm like you, Mickey. I am a big, big Whataburger guy. And I personally think these are fighting words if you're from California. I believe In-N-Out is one of the most overrated things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ever have a John McClain Whataburger dinner in Houston, I want to come down.
I'll have you come host it with me. I should have brought you one. It'd be a
you
little cold.
You should have.
He would eat it.
I would have eaten it.
Thank you guys very much, John, for having me on. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm glad the rain is held off.
Amen. John McClain presents An Evening with Amy. Titans owner Amy Adams Strunk tonight at the Bell Tower in downtown Nashville.